Tonight's shiur, Simon Resh Nun Gimel, the second portion of Sif Aleph. The Mechaber presented until this point the restriction against leaving food cooking from Friday into Friday night. The halacha, the way the Mechaber brings it, is that if a pot of food is fully cooked and mitstamik viralo, then it would be permitted to leave it on a stove cooking from Friday into Friday night. And we're not afraid, shem yichata. But if it's partially cooked, even k'maychal ben desoy, but not fully cooked, or if it's mistank v'yafalo, we are afraid, shem yichata, he'll stoke the coals, and therefore shehiyah is also, you may not leave it on the stove to cook from Friday into Friday night, unless you remove the coals that is garuf, or you cover the coals with ash that is katum. There's an exception if you add a raw piece of meat right before Shabbos, so then it's like Mesiach Das, you're not going to come to Mechata. He also brings an exception for the case when it's fueled by kash and gavvas, stubble and straw, that there's no possibility of stoking the coals. It's the equivalent of gar for katan. The Mechaber then discusses Tanur. The discussion until now was Kira. A Kira, the Shulchan Aruch says, holds two pots. The tanur, Shulchan Aruch continues, a tanur, afilum husik bekash uv gavava, even if you fuel the tanur with straw and stubble, asur, it is forbidden to do shehiyah, afilu lismechlo, not only that, you can't even leave a pot next to it. Afilu imhu gavava katam, even if you were to shovel out the fuel or cover it with ash. The difference between a tanur and a kira is that a tanner holds one pot on top, and it's wider on the base, narrow at the top, kind of like a pyramid shape. So it is much hotter, it holds a lot more heat than a kira. And therefore, we're more strict with the tanner. The Amor says, Kozmachi shehayatz ledesbo. This is only as long as the heat from the tanner is yatz ledesbo. Yatz ledesbo is a temperature that is not given to us in degrees, Fahrenheit or Celsius. It's the temperature at which you'll pull your hand away, or you'll pull your wrist away, or the Gemara says the temperature at which the child's stomach would be scalded. So that degree of heat is sufficient to cook. If it is no longer that temperature, it is halakhically cold. The kol shekein she'asur lahashos b'sichel gavo. Now, if you can't put anything next to the tanner, obviously it goes without saying, it's forbidden to put anything in it or above it from Friday into Friday night. Then the Shulchan Aruch talks about a third appliance, the kufach. The kufach is similar to a kira. It is not shaped like a pyramid. It is kind of like a cube. The difference between a kufach and a kira holds two pots, a kufach holds one pot. But it's the same dimensions on top and on bottom. Shehu makom shefisas keter acha. So you can put one pot on a kaifach. Em husik bekasha givava, if it's heated with straw and stubble, dino kekira, will treat it exactly like a kira. Begefas obe eitzim, but if you heat it with the refuse of pressed olives, or with wood, dino ketanur, we will treat it strictly like a tanur. V'hatanurim shalonu, the Mishnah says, dinam kekira. Our tanurim are the equivalent of a kira. So that means we'll have leniencies. The leniencies the Shulchan Aruch talks about would apply to our tanur. Let's stop here momentarily. You see the Mishnah Berurah until this point. Mishnah Berurah says, kon chof aleph v'tanur. Hainu b'tanu shalahem. This refers to their ovens, she'asuyus kekira, that were similar to a kira, ach mitoch she'katsuras l'malav v'rachav l'mata. But because they were narrow on top and wide on bottom, niklat chumo l'socho tefei mikira, it holds on to its heat much stronger and longer than a kira. L'kach echmir bo yosim mikira, and therefore we're more strict with it than a kira. Sefkan chav beiz afilu im hugarv. So even if you were to shovel out the fuel, it's still a problem. First of all, when you shovel out, the fuel, you only get most of the flame. V'yeshashol tishor nitzas echad. It's impossible. There shouldn't be left one spark. U'betanu shechum rav. When you have a tanner with a lot of heat, chashinan shem yechata k'dei sheyivar oisam hanitzaisis. So afraid you will manipulate and stoke it to make those sparks go into flames. From the language of Shulchan Aruch, it's implied the sphere that he holds, kedasa tur, like the view of the tur, that even when it comes to straw and stubble, it is forbidden when you shovel it out and cover it with ash. This is the view of Yonison, quoted to Shivan, which is basically what the Shulchan Aruch says. But when you look in language of the Rambam, it's implied that straw and stubble is also only if it's still in the oven. You didn't shovel it out. That's the view of Kol B'Chidu Shiran. Someone could be lenient that if it was fueled with straw and stubble and then you shoveled it out, then we would treat the tanur like a kira. We won't be strict with the tanur. The problem with the tanur is only as long as it's hot to the touch. But if the hand does not withdraw from its heat, then you could even put it right on top of it. Even on Shabbos, because halachically it's cold. And perhaps even if you didn't remove the fuel and you didn't cover it with ash, gam ken shari, it's mutter if it's not outside the spot. Kiman shamokom shemam et shom hakeder, because the place where you put the pot, any outside the spot, it's not outside the spot. So we're talking about the surface where you're putting the pot, we're not talking about inside the bowels of the oven. Sifkan chav dalad. The kolosh ken sha'asa v'chulul. The mechaber says you can't put anything next to the tanner. Certainly you can't put anything in or on it. V'davka blon espashal kol sarko. This is only if it wasn't fully cooked. Open stomach for yofalo, or it improves as it cooks. Almit stomach for ralo mota, but if it's fully cooked and as it continues to cook it gets ruined, that would be permitted. Or the allowance we said, if you put raw meat into the pot right before Shabbos, that's also allowed. Even if you don't remove the fuel or cover it with ash. So the heterim that we had by Kira in regard to leaving a pot that was fully cooked in the stomach, viralo, he says would apply here as well. That would be allowed by Tanur. And the heter of Keder Chayisa also applies. Sifkan Chav He, Shehuma Kom V'chulu. Then we get into Koifach. Koifach is like a Kira, but only holds one pot. Who also can Kira, similar to a Kira. El the Kira who makom Shefisa Shtei Kederis. The Kira was this cube that would hold two pots. The koifach becomes shvisas kedera achas, as opposed to the koifach is half the size of a kira, it holds one pot. The fikach nafish havel mikira. So on the one side, it is hotter; it does hold more heat than a kira because it's smaller. Shamokon sav v'chom miskabetz po biyoser. It's a narrow place; the heat gathers there more. Vezuter havle midatanur. But on the other hand, it's less hot than an oven, than a tanur. Sevkan chavav dino kekira. So if you fuel the koifich with kash and gavava, straw and stubble, which is a pure quality fuel, we treat it like a kira. Va'afila garf as a kash or katam, even if you didn't remove the straw or cover it with ash, we said by a kira, there's no gezer shem yechata. So too by the koifich. Sifkan chav zayin, but if it's fueled with wood or gefes, we treat it like a tanur or dina katanur. Sha'afila garf or katam, that even if you did remove the fuel or cover it with ash, it is asur. Bein b'socho, bein al-gabo, bein b'smicho, whether it's in it, on top of it, or next to it, if the pot was not fully cooked. Sifkan chav ches, what about our ovens? Tanurim shalonu, dinam kekira. V'tanurim shalonu shepia min etzad. Our ovens have an opening from the side. They have a door on the side, not above. It doesn't open from above, it opens from the side. Though in addition, shrechav miyosa, they're very wide. Ein chumam rav kol kach, so it's not that hot. Therefore, we treat it like a kira. Now, the Tver Shmuel quotes the Marshal, who disagreed with this Ramah, who said that no, a tanur is a tanur. Ayin sham, look over there, that's a bichumah. Val koponim, in any event, the tanur shall nachtomim. When you have a baker's hearth, Tanner for a baker, Shemesikum Botadir is constantly being heated, Vechumarav, it has a lot of heat, Tovla Hachmer, it is proper to be strict, Lo Dunu Chitanur, treat it like a Tanur, not like a Kira. Let's return to Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch now addresses what happens if you did what you weren't supposed to do. V'im Shochach V'shoha, if he forgot and left something cooking on the stove when he should not have. If it's something which was fully cooked, we would allow it even though it does improve. And the halacha is, when something improves, you have to move the coals or cover it with ash. But since it was fully cooked, in that case, we're matured. But if it's something which is not fully cooked, it's only partially cooked, asur, then the fact that you left it there to cook into Shabbos is forbidden, and the food is forbidden, even though b'shogeg, ad matzei Shabbos until matzei Shabbos. Vim aver v'shoha, and if you intentionally did it, you knew it was wrong, you did it anyway, asur b'shneim, then both are asur, meaning even the case of nispashal kol tzarko, but mitzdamik v'yafalo, and certainly the case of not nispashal kol tzarko, they're both asur, because both cases you weren't supposed to do shehiyah, and he did it intentionally, you violated the halacha. The din is it's aser. The Mos says abchesh yasu. It's not aser forever. It's aser until the amount of time elapses Matzei Shabbos that you could have made it on Matzei Shabbos. Let's stop here and take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Simkan Chav Tes from Shachach v'Shoha. If he forgot, edit shehiyah. V'kol shkeinim shogeg. But then certainly if he just made a mistake in the halacha. Sifkar lamed afilu hu mitzdamek v'yafa. Even though it improves with cooking. Even if it would be in a tanur as opposed to a kira, the din is that it's mutter. The reason we're lenient, it's not like you benefited from this isser so much. Because anyway, it was totally cooked and fit to eat. It was ready to eat, fully cooked. The mechaber holds, even the special called sarko, if it's mestamik v'yafalo, if it approves as it cooks, you need to do garuf, kotum, something. And you didn't do any of that. But the fact of the matter is, it wasn't such a big hanor for Maisa Shabbos because it was fully cooked anyway. And Mamele b'dieved, b'shoy gigitz mutter. However, if it was only partially cooked, it wasn't fully cooked, sifkar namar aleph, then it's asur. Then it's asur. L'kol, everyone, no one can eat it. He did b'shoy gig shehiya, it wasn't fully cooked, it's asur for anyone to eat. Certainly for his family, it's asur. Kivin is bashal b'shvilam, was cooked for them, so they cannot benefit from the fact that it was cooked on Shabbos. But iser shehiyah. So if kol lamed beis ad motzei Shabbos, it's asur until motzei Shabbos. But goras hashri mevor, and if you look at goras hashri, it's clarified. The gam bekanhu k'dei sheyasa. Even in this case, we want to wait motzei Shabbos for the time it takes to cook. Kamo ba'avishar, no different than the case when he intentionally did it. But the Rambam doesn't seem to say it, and the Mechaber seems to not be saying that either. Then the Shulchan Aruch says that if he intentionally does Shehiyah, then it's also whether it was fully cooked or whether it was partially cooked. Akhle Shiyasa. Fine. Then the Rambam says the following. Vim hichzirim eni Yehudi b'Shabbos. What if a non-Jew puts it back on the stove on Shabbos? Dino kishochach is the equivalent of forgetting about it, v'shoha and did shehiyah by accident. Vim hechziru yisrael, but if a yid put it back, dino ka'ar v'shoha, it's the same as ar v'shoha, and it should be aser. Vim etzdamik v'ra'alo, but if it actually gets ruined, the more it cooks, mutter. Shailo nenem and iser, because he's not benefiting from the iser. So if a yid puts it on the stove, on Shabbos, and it's the equivalent of intentionally doing it, the fact of the matter is, we're not going to answer it if it's mistamik v'ralo because he gets no benefit from it. It's just getting ruined. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Sivkaton lamed gimel hechzirim en yehudi. If a non-Jew puts the food back on the flame, the tzorich is solved to benefit a yid. Sivkaton lamed al dinu kishachach. We treat it like the yid who forgets. Demashenas ha'ayde en yehudi b'mezid lo chomim mimashenas ha'ayde yisol b'shogeg. That which the non-Jew does intentionally is not more strict than that which is done by the yid by accident. And therefore, afilu imitztamik v'yaflo, even if it improves with cooking, mutter is permitted. Kimin shenispashal kol tzarko, since it was fully cooked, ve'nenem imenu kol kach, you're not benefiting so much. Sifkar Laman Hey, Vimichzir Yisob, but if a Yid puts it back, Bishavas and Shabbos, I feel Bishav, even by accident, Dino Ke'ava Bishav, amazing, we treat it as if it was put there or left there, Erev Shabbos, intentionally. Va'asur, and then it's forbidden, Imit Stomach, Va'yafalo, if it's improved as it cooks. The reason we're more strict when it's returned to the flame than if it's left it from Friday into Friday night. It's because you did an action. You did something. If you look at Magen Avraham, he holds the Acherim, Shor Bezef, for other people it would be permitted in this case. Since it was fully cooked before, and Vayishah, again, it was an accident. But then you should know. The dinze who are filu shidas Ramah, this halach is true even to the Ramah, the posik besofas if, who holds at the end of the paragraph, ke yesh oimim, like the yesh oimim, the beshiya mutter kemacha ben dosoi, that shahiya is permitted as soon as it's cooked kemacha ben dosoi. Hacha, bechazara, shav mehiladina, when it comes to chazara, he agrees it's a problem. The lakul yam bechazara also, Evan agrees chazara is forbidden, a filu imnis bashal kaltsoka, even if it was fully cooked. But if the yid returns to the flame and the longer it cooks, it gets ruined, even though it's certainly forbidden to put it on the flame, even if it will get worse with time. B'di'evan is permitted. Even if the yid put it back intentionally, shahari lo nene klal, because there is no benefit from his actions. It's just ruining the food. The Shulchan Aruch now brings the opposing view that the Mishnah Berurah talked about in the introduction. Until now, we're going through Shitas Harif and the Rambam. Now we introduce Shitas Rashi and Tosfos that have a more lenient take on Shehiyah. Ve'yesh Oimer. There are those who say, Shekol Shenespach Shel Kemaychol Ben Drosoi, that as long as it was cooked enough that Ben Drosoi would eat it. Perish meaning, Shem Adam, this is a person, he would eat his food, and it wasn't fully cooked, halfway done, a third done. Ocean is special called sorokum, his stomach, or it is fully cooked, even if it's going to get improved as it continues to cook. Motor lehash hoiso agabe kira, is 100% permitted to leave it cooking on a kira from Friday to Friday afternoon, or afilo gabe tanur, there must be even a tanur, even if the fuel is the refuse of squeezed olives or wood, and you didn't remove the coals, you didn't cover them on that ash. It's sitting on there, and there's no gezeir of shemichate, because as soon as it's kamachal ben dosoi, it's fit to eat. The mentioning or the requirement of shoveling out the coals or covering with ash or the difference when it's heated with stubble and straw, that's that's when it begins to cook and it has not yet reached macham ben dosoi. If it didn't begin to cook at all, it's kedir chaisa. But if it begins to cook and it's not yet macham ben dosoi, then you have an issue of shehiyah. V'chein le'inin imnot la'kedir mi'aleh, or it'll be a problem when you take the pot off the flame and then you want to put it back on at Shabbos. For Chazara, it's a problem. And if you forgot and did Shehiya on this food which began to cook for the Gila Machal Ben Dosoi, but it didn't reach Machal Ben Dosoi, Asur, then it's Asur. And certainly it's Asur if you intentionally did Shehiya. The Ma says, our minig is to be lenient like this later view. So according to this approach, the requirement to cover the flame like a blech is only if it's not Meichel Ben Dosoi. If the food is Meichel Ben Dosoi Erev Shabbos, you don't need a blech. You don't do anything. Let's take a look in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Sifkar Lamed Zayin. V'yesh Oyim Shekol B'chol. Some say that as long as it's Meichel Ben Dosoi, you're in good shape. Severely, they hold. Once it's cooked sufficiently to eat it, even with a little difficulty, but you can eat it, we're no longer concerned with a gezer, you may come to stoke the coals. Because since it's ready to eat, so why would I stoke the coals for no reason? That's why it's permitted to leave it to cook, even if you don't remove the flame or cover it with ash. The whole requirement of garf and katam is only when it's not yet Michael ben Desai. Or if you want to do chazar. In such a case, it looks like Bishl, it's a separate gazir, it looks like Bishl to do chazara, you didn't remove the coals or cover it with ash. That's a separate halacha of chazara that we're worried that it's near kamavashal, even if it's fully cooked.
When do we measure the ben desai? The time we put it on or when shkia hits?
When shkia hits. Oh. Even if you make early Shabbos, you don't care. It's when shkia hits. Sifkar lamaches, kamachal ben desai, yesh oim, some say chatzi bishl, it's halfway done, yesh oim, shlish bishl, some say a third done. Vashuchan arach lekamam besim reish nadal, tzif beis osam, shuchan arach leidin reish nadal, says without machloikis, chatzi bishl, halfway done. In case of need, perhaps one can be lenient even if it's a third and not half. Sifkar lamites, o afilu v'chulu, even on a tanur. There's no difference between tanur and kira. Elamasha also bekira shena grufa mishum chashash chitui, only for that which is forbidden by kira, when the fuel is still in the oven, because we're afraid to stoke the coals. Asrinan, but tanur filogorf, in that case, will prohibit the case of tanur even if he did remove the coals. Dimisham chom hatanur, chayashvinan leke inigor, because the heat of the tanur makes it the equivalent of not shoveled out. The chanel, like I said before. Almashe het tira bekir, but that which we allow by kira. Afilu be inigruf, even if the fuel is inside burning. Lo osi lachtois, you're not going to stoke the coals. From the kvanis basha, because it's already cooked, kamacha in the soy. In that case, gam betanur motus motun tanur as well. Sifkatan mem. Even agabe tanur, for who had done betocha tanur, not only on top, even inside the tanur, akira inside the kira. Sifkad me'alfa lo higia v'chulu, the requirement for grufa and ketuma and all that is only if it started to cook and it didn't reach machal ben desoy. The oz chayshinin, then we're afraid, shem yechad b'chom, he makes stoke the coals. Im huska b'gefes v'etzim, if it was fueled with gefes or wood. V'gam inana grufa b'chom, and you didn't shovel out the fuel. Sifkal membeis ubala hachziva. It'll also be a problem in the event that you want to do chazar if you took the pot off the flame. I'm going to come on with sifbeis. We'll talk about this in sifbeis. Sifkal mem gimel velo higia. If you forgot and you did shahia in a case when it began to cook and it wasn't machal ben desoy, in such a case it's also velo higia to be if it did ish machal ben desoy. The days according to this view. When it comes to the case of b'di'evid, we would paskin the kemaychal ben desoy who shir shlish, that even a third cooked is sufficient to be makel b'di'evid. Many rishon hold that way. If it didn't reach machal ben desoy and he did shahir, it's asur. Not only for him but even for others at masi shabbos until masi shabbos. And if you need to wait for the time it takes to cook Matzah Shabbos, ayin le'el b'sifkot lam beis, look back in sifkot lam beis. He brought a machlokes, hagos hashri, and the Rambam, that like the Rambam, you don't have to wait. When hagos hashri, you would have to wait.